Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How do you feel about the series right now? It's 1-1 through 2. And as you said to me yesterday, you totally would have signed up for that. I think that's true. But no Tom Wilson is a disaster.
Yeah.
And I told you yesterday, I don't think he's playing again this series. I've heard he's got a pretty serious knee injury that he's dealing with. And it's going to be a while. So my guess is we've seen him for the last time, certainly in this series, maybe for the playoffs. I hope that that's not the case. But that's a huge deal. They needed him last night. They were taking big hits, and guys were taking runs at different capitals. Garnet Hathaway was trying to be tough, but they just don't have enough of that without Tom Wilson. Not to mention they scored one goal on the power play. They didn't have many opportunities for the last 30 minutes of the game, and Willie's a big part of their offense.
Yeah, at one point it was like a 26-5 run, I think, in terms of shot disparity after the Caps got out to a good start. Just tells you where the run of play went. I mean, so it's a complicated question. How do I feel about the series? Had these games been in reverse, which is what I anticipated, I thought this is what game one would be like, right? Where it was just, this team is so fast, they can do so much, you make the slightest mistake, they jump on you, and then maybe the Caps kind of, sucker punch them or surprise them, maybe in game two, you kind of reverse the order. Because this is the most recent game, and as you mentioned, no Tom Wilson, maybe for the foreseeable. It's hard to feel great. You know what I mean? It's hard to feel confident. But I didn't going in. I'm kind of where I was before. Does that make sense? I'm going...
So you don't feel any worse right now than you did before the series started? Without Tom Wilson, probably for the rest of
it. I feel a little worse because of no Wilson. If that turns out to be the case, right? I have no reason to doubt you or the information. So it's hard to feel as good when you're without someone that's that instrumental. Everything from penalty kill to scoring opportunities to everything in between. He's good. They don't have that. They don't have another guy like Tom Wilson.
Right. When like Lars Eller or Nicholas Backstrom draws the penalty or takes the penalty.
Yeah.
Now you have two of your best penalty killers out. You know, that just adds up. Not to mention last night, two of their four lines were different than they were in their game one victory.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so many ripple effects when you lose a guy as important who does as many things as Wilson, who's on the power play, who's big on the penalty kill, who's a top six skater. The whole roster suffers.
So I guess the point I was trying to make is, obviously you don't feel as good without Wilson. Before this series, I'm going... Puncher's chance, we need something really unexpected to happen.
A good point.
I'm still kind of there, where I'm like, if they lose, there's no shame in losing to this Panthers team. That's excellent, right? In years past, you could say there would have been, right? Where you have a 3-1 series lead or you're the better team, you're the overdog. This matchup, and we can be frustrated with the big picture that this is where we are, the fourth year now from the Stanley Cup, that it hasn't gotten close to getting back to that direction or whatever, just kind of where the roster is. But this group right now, we can't fix the roster that's here. They're not as good as Florida. For them to win, it was going to take something truly unexpected, maybe some choke, maybe some, a couple lucky bounces. Maybe you get outscored by a dozen goals in the series, but you still somehow win four games. You can eke out some 3-2s, whatever, right? I still feel that way, that they probably should lose this series. I don't know if that answers your question.
It does, and I think basically it comes back to that you didn't expect them to win the series when it started.
Right.
Which, for the record, I didn't either. So your point is, how much can that really change? I would have loved to be coming back to DC 1-1 with a healthy roster. And I would be feeling great, honestly. Especially because even though they got blown out last night and blitzed, the final score was 5-1. The first period did happen. So you have seen, essentially, they've played now six periods.
Mm-hmm.
They have been the better team, I would say, for four of them. You can make that case.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they've outscored Florida in all four of those periods. But in four periods, they've done what they need to do, played the way they're supposed to in this series if they're going to win. There have been two where they weren't good at all, and that was in the second and the third periods last night. So I do feel pretty good in that regard. But it is hard to look past one of your best players who's pivotal in any series, but I think specifically in this series where you don't want these skaters with speed and the dangles to not have to worry about where the big rig is who's going to blow them up in the middle of the ice. And this goalie situation has already reared its head, oh, by the way, going back to our original point. I would love to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines for some Caps fans at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, right out of the chute here to get some thoughts on who should start in Game 3. Would you go back to Vitek Vanacek, who was your best goalie this year, who most of us wanted to start Game 1 of this series, who was pretty good for, I'd say, the last, 35 minutes or so of Game 1. He was really good for the last 35 minutes of Game 1. But didn't get any help, wasn't all his fault, but didn't make any of the big saves you needed in Game 2. Or is this just a hot hand scenario where Ilya Samsonov came in, maybe they weren't trying as much as they were earlier because they were up 4 goals. Maybe there was no pressure in all those saves. I understand that. But he saw the puck 17 times. He made 17 saves. So you just go with him in Game 3. It's going to be an awesome atmosphere. I can't wait. I'll be there on Saturday, tomorrow. 1 o'clock puck drop in Capital One Arena as you get back to D.C. for back-to-back games against the Florida Panthers. And I've mentioned this a couple times, Danny. This year, I think the Arlington, the energy from the crowd has dipped a little bit. The pizzazz in the building has not quite been what it is in years past. Because just post-COVID, coming back, I don't know that there are as many butts in seats on average per game. But I do think this will feel like the old school Rock the Red playoff
run. Dip back into the old ways a little bit.
Put that, yeah, exactly. Kind of dip that ice cream cone back in that chocolate sauce here. Mm-hmm, let's have a little fun. Who would you start in Game 3?
Samsonov.
You would.
I this is the way I'm thinking about it. I need something out of the ordinary. I can't just do, hey, if Vitek does his thing, he'll be solid. I need the guy with the highest ceiling to steal something. Yep. Who's more likely to steal a game? He's also more likely to let in 6 goals on 7 shots and spike himself on the way to the dressing room between periods. But Samsonov, to me, is the guy that could do something special. And I'm basically looking at this as, if I line up and try to beat this team, think of a heavyweight boxer or a football team that isn't as good. If I just line up and run my stuff, if I just play them straight, I'm going to get beat. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to play like I'm the underdog.
I would go with Sammy as well. Here's why. Neither of these two guys is good enough to overlook a dud. If Braden Holtby had that game, who cares? You go back to Braden Holtby. I know what you are. I know what you're not. You're not a stinker. Neither of these guys is good enough that you can kind of ignore what happened, so I'm just looking for a hot hand. Sammy made a bunch of saves. Now, if Sammy falls on his face in Game 3, then I can either go back to Vanacek, or I don't care. Start Zach Fekale for all I care. Sound the alarms if you want to in Game 4. But let's worry about that when we get there. We'll take calls on this next, 800-636-1067. I want to sprinkle a couple in on the goalie situation. Who would you start in Game 3? Here's what else we're going to do. We've got some audio from Chris Ballard. We're going to play for you next segment. He's the GM of the Colts. He's still talking about Carson Wentz. And what he said was actually really interesting, and it's got Danny thinking that maybe we need to give Wentz more of an opportunity here and some benefit of the doubt. We'll explain coming up next segment when you hear that Ballard audio. But to start next segment, make sure you're listening. We will both give you a name of a former Capital. You will need to know those names at 3 o'clock when we tell you to call. If you call in and you say which former Capitals we mentioned at 2:30, coming up, start a next segment, you will be able to have a chance to win tickets to the playoff game on Monday night at Capital One Arena, Game 4 against the Panthers. So make sure you're listening for this next 40 minutes, and you might be a winner of some postseason tickets that everyone's trying to get their hands on. You'd be getting them for free, and they're good seats, by the way. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.